Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, March 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Skeleton Punks and Astro Heroes in one space. Let's take a listen.
Those tried the wrong link, bro.
Then my, oh, never.
I just retyped the link for you. Okay.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Cal Tashi. Okay, I see you. He beat me to it, man. He shared the link before I did.
All right.
Yeah, I got the demo link you just sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so I don't know. Do we want to get started here soon? What do we have? I have to scroll down now to see everyone that's in here. So
yeah,
you know, I'm sure people will fill in too. We got mm-hmm. Bobby. Bobby's in here, so I'm glad he made it. You got your coffee.
Should we bring him on the floor too?
Yeah.
Can you?
I think
I'm not.
Hopefully that works. I pressed invite to speak. Let's see. Bobby, are you getting this, man?
Bobby.
Yo yo.
I'm not sure if Bobby's on the computer or...
Oh, he made it. As he joined, I sent him an invite to come.
Man, I need coffee.
Bobby! Going on, man?
So far, so good.
I sent you an invite to co-host, Kenny, just so you can pick on people to speak as well later when we get to that part. Yeah.
All right. I think we can get started in 30 seconds. Let me make sure that I have everything in place.
Yeah. Take your time.
Kenny's preparing the alpha, man. I'll be all ready.
He prefers beta, Kenny.
Yeah, that's me. Well, what's the alpha for? Alpha, of course, I do it for the fam, but at the same time, if the fam can try it out, then it's better than me showing off.
Oh, man, but the beta, that I mean, the beta in and of itself is the alpha, so you can have your cake and eat it too, man.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, let's get started, guys.
Yeah, let's get it. So, it's just going to be sort of like an informal, you know, like a pretty chill session today. We're you know, introducing our future partner, Astro Heroes, and Kenny has gratefully joined us here, you know, founder of the project. So it's really awesome to see. But it's really, from my understanding, it's a huge team effort over there at Astro Heroes. So I'm really looking forward to hearing again. You know, I mean, we did our web call, but I'm looking forward to hearing all that stuff again, and maybe, you know, I'll get some extra alpha that we didn't already talk about last time. So I'm just gonna start off saying, for everyone tuning in here, like, I don't know, Kenny, do you want to give like a quick description of Astro Heroes?
Yeah, sure.
Like, something brief, yeah.
definitely. First of all, thanks, Boolin, for doing this AMA with me. And I love this skeleton punks. And glad that we actually can get a chance to work together and make something happen for the community. Because the founders here, I mean, for us, Astro Hero, as well as Skeleton Punk, is really trying to bring as many things to the community as we can from both founders. So thanks, Boolin, for bringing me in.
Of course, of course. I'm happy to be a part of it, man.
Definitely. So Astro Heroes, what is Astro Heroes? Super simple. We are trying to build a metaverse, a battle royale game, NFT collection, and action figure. That is the four keyword for our project. What we've been having roll out, if a lot of people to see, is the first beta for the Astro Heroes Gallery, where people can showcase their NFT. Later on, the game would be chatting, fighting blue chip NFT, and I might spill in alpha is inviting your friends into your own gallery. That is something that we've been working on. Astro Heroes started back in November with a 2D sketch of an Astro Heroes. And we've been growing from then. We've been kind of quiet for the community since the beginning. The main reason, because I'll be honest with the entire community, that I'm not a marketing person. I'm not a marketer, but I run a team of developers. So we are doing what we're doing best is developing the products. And until Feb, that's when we kind of get ready with all the environments that we have, as well as things going on behind the scenes. And yeah, just got happy to start rolling out and telling people what we've been working on and what is the future for Astro Heroes.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, kind of the main reason why we're holding this AMA today, right? And overall, for everyone tuning in, you know, that obviously is going to tie into Skeleton Punks and our plan. And if you've looked at our roadmap, you know, Metaverse is on there. So everything ties in here. So my next question, I guess, you know, it's like, how did this get started? You know, how did you guys start the project, or how'd you come up with the idea? I'm just curious.
Yeah, definitely. So actually, I run a IT outsourcing company specialized in blockchain, NFT, crypto. So I've been helping and doing client contracts since 2019. Me, myself, I have background in tech for over 10 years and also investor. But I focus on doing this IT outsourcing part. The main reason, because I see there's demand. So we start doing it. I grew the team from about 3 people. Now we have about 15. How it get all started is, now I remember exactly November 10th. I have my artist now is the co-founder of Astro Hero. His name is Eric, or people can call him Max also. He came to my place, and not my place, but he came to my desk at the office with another 5 guys behind him. And then he's like, hey, Kenny, can I show you something? We need some help. And I said, okay, what are you guys doing here? Why like 5 of you and Eric asking me to do something?
So yeah, ambushing you.
Exactly. They are ambushing me. They're like, they put me in the position. I mean, I was in the office, and then all of these guys was, I mean, we have 15 people, but so 6 people come up in front of me, and the other 6 were just sitting at the table looking at me. So I was like, what the heck is going on? Dude, I mean, what you guys been up to? What am I expecting? So he showed me a 2D sketch, and he told me that, Kenny, we've been doing the outsourcing part. We've been doing other people product for a while now. We really want you to help us with a NFT collection. And we've been having this idea. We don't have the story yet. At that point, he didn't have a story. We've been having the ideas, but we didn't get a story, as well as we kind of don't know what to start with and how to do it. We can only do the product. We can only do the ideas for this 2D sketch. So why don't you take a look? So I was like, okay. First of all, back off a little bit. this doesn't feel good, but let me see the idea. So I look at the 2D sketch, and I love it. I love it. I love the ideas of where he's got it from. Astro Hero was inspired by Ready Player One, Star Wars, and Dawn. At that point, there wasn't Dawn there. But since I decided, okay, I'm going to step in and help you guys both financially as well as manage everything about this project, then let's go. But I told them right away that if we start this NFT collection, I don't want to be just like another NFT collection. You have to take a look at the fact that we are running this company for a while. We have resources. So let's do something. Let's do something better. Let's do something different. Let's do something that bring more unique utility as well as benefit to the community. So that's exactly how it started. Just six guys come up to me asking for help and kind of put me in the spot of not saying no. But I love it.
They had a good idea. They had good art. So I feel like you probably are super proud, you know, to see them come to you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, behind the scenes, since early 2021, I got the first client of Terra. Before that, we were building over ETH, BSC, Polygon, Solana. We've been doing other people products. So the tech is there. The blockchain guy is there. I hire people mostly for either art or the blockchain. That's about it. I think I should move to where it's coming up next, right after that meeting. So I sat down and I told the guys, okay, why don't we do something that we are feasible to do? I look at my uncle, my dad, my friends. They've been trading baseball card like way back, right? And then Pokemon card, and then Yu-Gi-Oh card. Then I see, dude, we have an opportunity here because the collector industry is big. So why don't we do something different? Start off with let me figure out if we can do an action figure of the NFT.
Yeah.
Right. So I went out. I talked to friends who own a toy factory, and then he started introduce me to other people who own Toys Factory, and try to make this thing happen. And it was good that we figured it out after like what 3 weeks. We figured out how to make a mass scale action figure. If you have one figure and then you duplicate it into like 10,000 version, then it's easy because you just duplicate it. But if you want to make each of them unique, it's hard. It takes time. It takes vendor. It takes logistic. But we figured that out. So that was good. And definitely, if you haven't seen it, then check out our Medium piece. We got the first prototype out. But we did it in about 3 weeks since we decided with that idea.
That's massively impressive for a turnover of 3 weeks, and you found you were in contact with a toy manufacturer, and then you figured out sort of how not mass producing the same figurine over and over, but actually, you know, I'm assuming having unique ones that would probably match like the NFT that you mint, or you know, the NFT that you have from Astro Heroes. So that's just super cool.
Yeah, so that's how it gets started with Astro Hero from the very beginning. And then I mean, we in our company, we play games together. We play Call of Duty Warzone from 6 to 9 on a Friday night. So it's like a team bonding event. Not event. Event is too big, but it's like a team bonding.
Yeah.
We do every Friday. And then I was like, okay, guys, what can we do? Can we do something more fun? And then one of my dev, he just stood up and he was like, can he... I think we should do a battle royals game. And I was like, dude, if we do a battle royals games, then we need resources. We need people, and I don't know. And then exactly at that moment, they were like, dude, you don't know what we did before, right? Say, I mean, I interviewed you, but it was more for the blockchain stuff rather than the games or anything like that. And then I start talking to each one of them, and they were like, okay, let me tell you what we do. He showed me his portfolio. He showed me what they've been doing behind the scenes. Actually, I have game developers. I have game designer. I have 3D artists. I have normal artists. And then that is when I was like, oh my God, I didn't know I have these pool of talent. I mean, I hired them for the main purpose of doing blockchain stuff. And when I did the interview, I understand that they've been working for other people, but I would just mainly focus on the blockchain part and see what they want to do with in the future. And all of them were having their own things before, and they came in with me just want to be able to learn about blockchain, to catch up with the industry, and really want to bridge themselves into a something related to blockchain. That's our company. And then when I find out that everybody has a experience before, then we're like, okay, let's do a battle royale game. Because we hit the fact that we have to play to win in Warzone. I mean, either my skill is bad, but if you buy a gun with if you buy a gun and then you pick up a gun from like by playing it, then definitely the gun that you are buying is somehow some way had a better stat, even though it's kind of like the same gun, but somehow some way it has better stat. And I was like, okay, let's fucking do it, because I don't want to smash another keyboard. Tell you a funny story. I got a funny story that I mean, I release my stress when I play game is by just hitting a keyboard as much as I can. So I tell people, well, it's better than you guys. You guys keep shouting at me when I die, but I just smash on the keyboard. At least I don't use the keyboard to smash on someone else.
I'm imagining you're like the Vietnamese like XQC over here, just stomping your feet on your keyboard whenever you die. I don't know if you ever watch XQC. If not, you got to go see some clips. But I wasn't expecting you to drop the alpha on the battle royale today.
maybe. I wouldn't say anything. Maybe. Let's see my mood.
But yeah, there's only what, like, you know, maybe around 40 people here that are gonna hold you accountable to that. So it's okay. All right. Anyways, I wanted to ask as well, if you have any like set, you know, short term, and then also some set long term goals for Astro Heroes. And you definitely touched on this, you know, last time that we talked, but I guess, you know, a lot of this would probably be referencing your roadmap, but for people who here haven't seen that yet or are just hearing about Astro Heroes, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, what happened after the Battle Royale, I come back. Then I tell you exactly what happened, right? So the Battle Royale is one we decided. And then I actually went out and talked to some of my friends over VC and other investors. Not for taking fun, I don't need fun from them, but I need the ideas and see how I can improve this project, right? From a normal NFT collection to where we are today. So they challenged me with one thing. They're like, Kenny, you've been in this industry for a while, then you realize that there are a lot of gamers. Yeah, that's right. But there are a lot more people who are not gamers. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do for your community? How can you differentiate yourself? Not only in terms of this project, but you think about if you really like Terra that much, then what are you going to do about it? So I came back, I sit down, I was thinking in my head, how can I make this happen? How can I really make this happen? And I realized that, okay, if I am a community person, I want to do a project for community, meaning that I have to somehow, some way, working with other people, other partners, within the Terra ecosystem. And why I choose Terra, because now I've been following it. I see the main factor here is people that are founders and community in Terra are very unique. They are very close with each other and they are very open to educate each other, to tell each other, sometimes slapping each other face, hey, you can do better than that. You should do something else. And we don't have hard feeling on it, but we more having a feeling like, oh, okay, I can do better. I'm going to make it better. I'm going to go change. I'm going to do something about it with their help, with their advice. So I see how close this community is and how strong this community is. So I decided to do on Terra. And with my vision that I really want to change the NFT scenes of Terra, how do I change it? simple is by having utility for every partner that I can partner with. Normally, you know the standard process, right? And everybody in the community also know the standard process for the two projects to work together, just give our wallets and things like that. And it's like, okay, that's not going to help. That's not going to help with what we try to do over here. So the vision, again, is try to change the NFT scenes of Terra to grow it by actually partnering with as many NFT collection as I can and bring them on my platform, bring them on Astro Hero platform to do what? To hang out, to chat, to talk, to showcase their NFT. Started out with the Astro Hero gallery first. Why I start with the gallery? The main reason is I talk to people in Terra and I see a lot of people hold like 50, 100, 150, 200 NFTs in their wallet and they have no place to show, right?
Then you've been looking at my wallet or something? What's going on?
Probably. I know you bully. I know you have that much. But
definitely overexposed. But yeah, sorry, keep going.
But yeah, so how can we do it? Start it off with a gallery. I have a things in my head that if I can pull this off, if I can bring many people together, then I have a shot different with Solana. Why? The people in Solana, actually, if you guys take a look at the volume of trading, Solana has about 10 times volume than Terra at the moment. But they don't have each of them work individually. Each of them would collab in a different way, but not working like whole things together. So I see that problems and I say, okay, if we want to do it for Terra and if we want to grow, we got to do something better. So I will work with everybody to bring them together in one place. Start off with the gallery, which for the listener over here, if you're not in our Discord, I will definitely drop a alpha letter on Discord. So join our Discord and then
go join the Astro Heroes Discord, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on over there.
So that's what I thought at the beginning. And then that's a gallery, right? That's a gallery. Gallery is for user to show off their stuff, to have a place to show what they have in their wallet. I know a lot of people, they flex this day, they don't show their Lambo, their house anymore, they show their NFT. So if we see those NFT in a nice place, I think we have a shot to be success. That's the very first thing, right? And I split my team into three smaller teams, each of them working in a different environment. The first environment that a lot of people are trying right now with the demo of Astro Heroes, the beta of Astro Hero Gallery. If you follow our Twitter or our Discord, you see it's kind of all over the place now. But I only have about 100 people to try out the beta. But if you are one of the lucky one, congratulations. If you are not, then spoiler alert, I will give access to Skeleton Punk community right after this meeting.
All right. Okay.
Couple spot, man. I cannot give to everybody, but I can give a couple spots.
Yeah. If you give it, they'll probably go and crash your servers. So,
but that is good. I mean, for me, it's about I have to take a look at the bigger picture. If a lot of people going to crash my server, what I want to do about it? I have to upgrade my sub, making sure that everybody has access later on, right? So
for sure. I mean, right now it's still it's still beta. You know, basically, to my understanding, it's mostly just, you know, the project founders or the devs, right? Kind of like beta testing it together. So it's really just the beginning, right? I mean, you're talking about a battle royale, and then you know we're talking here about, you know, virtual art galleries, which, you know, they're awesome, and I've seen yours, and it's next level, but. You know, it's also like art galleries have been done before, right? But, you know, when we're talking about like a full on VR game or, you know, I know if it's okay for me to mention that you talked about a concert possibly. So I know it's just the beginning, right?
It's just a start for us, actually.
Exactly.
I mean, any product, it takes time to develop. And as I said before, I'm not a marketer. I'm not super good at marketing. So my motto in the company as well as my teammate is, let's do the product. Let the product speak for itself rather than we go and talking and introducing without anything, right? So that is the main reason and the main source of energy that we are putting in to launch the beta. Because to me, if I can launch a beta, first of all, people have people know that we have the capacity to do it. We have the capability to do it. That's very important to me as a product dev, because I've seen a lot of metaverse projects. They are really good on paper. I have to say they're really good on paper. They raise funds from VC. They launch their token, but I didn't see any product. I mean, in my head was like, how can they do it? I have to give
good
them
marketing, I guess. VC funding, yeah.
Sorry,
I said it's a mix of good marketing and VC funding, right? But like you said, right? We're seeing a lot of money being raised, and I'm still, you know, a lot of projects are still yet to release a beta of any sort, right? So it's hard to envision what they're envisioning for their projects, right? When you, as a partner or consumer, you know, you don't have anything to see, right? Especially something like the metaverse, it's going to be so visually based, right? Like your evaluation of any metaverse is going to be based off, you know, how smooth, what does it look like, you know, how does it feel when you're in that metaverse? And if you can't experience any of that, right, it's kind of hard to be fully invested in that.
That's true. And one more thing is, I see a lot of people roll out video as like a trailer, or they said this is our experience to be in the metaverse of our metaverse. But it's a video anyway, which I think if you see movies, it's also a video. Let's say Ready Player One. Dude, I want to have that metaverse going on, but there's no way for me to experience it. I love the movie. I love the idea of movie. And that is the inspiration from our projects. And what we're really trying to do is, with our people, with the capacity that we can do, with the capability right now, with the standard technology right now, what can we do? We're going to try to do that experience. But of course, we cannot go to that high level yet. And I don't even have the resource to go to that high of the level, but I have the resource to go enough and the best that we can do to bring people onto an actual metaverse. And I just take a look at Terra. Nobody launched any beta yet. So I said to my team that, dude, if we work hard on this, we work about 16 hours, 20 hours a day, then we will pull it off. We will pull it off. So actually for me, of course, I don't make my teammate to work that long hour, but I normally started about 7 or 6 and ended up around like 2 a.m. I don't sleep much. Yeah, I don't sleep much. I sleep for like 4 or 5 hours a day. That's why I said, dude, I had a 6 hour yesterday. That was good. It felt so good.
It was refreshing.
It felt so good. No, yeah, it's refreshing.
And I understand, you know, that more than you might know. So I'm just starting to get back to, you know, 5-6 hours a night, but you know, sometimes you just can't, or sometimes, you know, I get on a hop on a call with you and then we just end up chatting for hours. So
right.
And then decide to do an AMA. So and that's, you know, but that's what I love about this space, right? Is you can just get so engulfed in it. And you know, I really wouldn't be doing this if I didn't enjoy it. So
yeah,
and I'm sure you guys are exactly the same way. You know, you can't spend 16 hours a day on something if you don't enjoy it.
Or exactly.
I don't know how anyone could pull off that kind of motivation. So
just, commitment, man.
Yeah, man. Just okay. So just speaking about like this space in general, and you know, I can tell like how passionate you are about it, and that's why I really wanted to do this today. But like moving forward, what do you think will maybe, you know, six months, 12 months. I don't know how far down the line, maybe it's even years. Like, what do you think, looking back, you'll be like, that was like the biggest contribution from AstroHears to like this whole ecosystem of Terra Luna? That's a hard question. I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. For me, we're really trying to build a metaverse in our capacity at the moment. And, I see that it is possible to do. It's just the way of how people do it. I will tell you guys exactly of what we're doing. We're not going like Decentraland. Decentraland is when you have a very big land, right? And then you build it off that big land. But the environment and the capacity of the technology right now, it doesn't let you load those environment in a very detailed way of, like, for example, the gallery. If you guys see our gallery, the environment is not big, but it trade off. I have a better graphic. So I look at the product. I want something that is, it doesn't have to be like, let's say, 1 kilometer square. We don't have to be like that, or a mile square. We don't have to be that big. But if we have buildings that is very detailed, and then we have little by little those small environment, then we're good. Then people would enjoy it more. People will see it, and, I think, much more better than if you go through the route of voxel. I mean, voxel is great. It's just not what I'm going to. And when I started the project, I looked at gamers. I asked a gamer why they don't like blockchain games. What's wrong with the P2E? Is that just a term? And people were like, dude, we've been playing Call of Duty this day, right? And then if you think about it, 15 years ago, we had pixelated games. And now the entire thing is like going back 15 years ago and start playing shooting over pixelated. I definitely feel them. I say, okay, and then in that way, why don't we do a good game in our capacity that we can do? Good graphic, good guns, good experience, but small. We don't have to go too big, but small, right?
I mean, of course, but I think you also might not be giving yourself or your team enough credit there, because you guys also have like a very filled out team, you know, people with a lot of different backgrounds. So, you know, it's hard for let's say, you know, Skeleton Punks, if we wanted to make our own game, right? Like, to make something of that capacity, we'd probably have to try and reach out to, let's say, like a AAA gaming studio, you know? You look at games even like Axie Infinity, right? Like, their best move would probably be, in my opinion, to just acquire a AAA gaming studio with the amount of money that they have now. But still, you know, you look at the gameplay and it's like, it does feel like you're going back in time, or maybe you're just playing on your phone. You know, it's like that sort of magnitude of a game that you're dealing with. You know, it's hard to compare that to something like, even if I'm not even a PC, if I just, you know, with my thumbs, I'm playing Xbox and I'm playing Call of Duty or Halo, right? That's a completely different echelon of gaming, right? And so to accomplish that through blockchain gaming, I think, is something that a lot of people are trying to do, but we really haven't seen happen on a large scale yet.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, that's what we try to do. And so I've been talking about the games, I talked about the gallery, and going back to your question, you said, if let's say 10 years down the road, what do I think, right? I think the best thing I can do is the entertainment district. So if people have been following us, you've seen our entertainment district. There is two main functions for that district. First of all is to educate people about Terra. I have a couple of the buildings there, and for now I don't sell those buildings, and I don't plan to sell those buildings in that environment to anybody. But if you are a content creator, if you are influencer, if you are projects that are willing to put some work with us to design the building, to put material about Terra, to learn about Terra, educate a lot of people about even your NFT collection, for example, then I will give you guys one of the building for free. But just work with us to make this happen. The second function for that district is hosting concert events and even AMA like this. I don't want AMA just to be on Twitter space, but we can stream live to Twitter space into the environment, and everybody can just kind of be in a character and then being in there. So that is, I think, what I can do. However, what is the difference with other people things is I'm trying to partner with NFT collection, right? And I bring those character into 3D, into our metaverse. So, for example, if later on when you try to access that entertainment district, in your wallet, you hold a Astro Heroes, you hold a Skeleton Punks, you hold a Hero, you hold a whatever NFT on Terra that is our partner.
I will a nice Stout Bull or a Lunita. Who else do we see?
Or Solo. Yeah, or Silent Solo. I see.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, any kind of NFT that willing to partner with us, right? We bring it into a 3D. And we want you to have the option to choose. You don't have to be represented in Astro Heroes. I would love it if you want to be represent yourself in the metaverse in Astro Heroes figure or character. But I let you the chance to choose, because maybe you like Skeleton Punks more. You want to be in that image in the metaverse. So what I've been working behind the scenes with the founder of this NFT collection is, I know some of you guys are in 2D and you don't have the people in your team to do the 3D one. So let's work with us. Let's work with us. Let's create one 3D and let the user, the community later on choose to be in your image, right? If they hold that NFT, let them choose. I don't have to be always making people choose my image, because those images represent you are, who you are, who you want the people in the metaverse to see. And the whole point of Ready Player One, same thing. We don't care who you are in real life. We sometimes don't even want to know, but we care about who you are in the metaverse. We care about who you are, represent us in the metaverse, because that is like a place for us to hang out, to be friends, right? So my idea is later on when we have a concert, you will be able to see Astro Heroes, Skeleton Punks, Hero, Silent Sohos, Ice Out Bulls, Hellcats, or a couple of the partners that I have dancing together, watching a concert. That's about it.
Yeah, that's an amazing vision. I you know, we've spoken with, because Metaverse is on our roadmap, it's something that we definitely want for Skeleton Punks. And you know, I've always told, you know, the people in the Skeleton Punks community that this is something that, you know, cannot really be rushed. You know, this is something that we also can't, like, we put it towards the end of the roadmap because it's not something that we can really fully control, right? We don't know which metaverse will rise to the top or who, you know, we haven't even seen any betas, right, until the other day when I spoke with you. But I think it's important for everyone here to note how generous Kenny here is being by, you know, let's say offering, you know, to help render our Skeleton Punks into his metaverse, right? Or, you know, that's working one-on-one with a 3D designer, right? Or even going as far as to say that you'd give us a building, right? Like that's crazy. That's that, you know, that's for a lot of other projects, you know, that's a huge source of revenue, right? Revenue generation is like, you know, selling buildings or selling, you know, tokens, things of that nature, or especially getting your character into that metaverse, right? As a playable sort of avatar. So I think that is going to, you know, maybe right now you don't see the immediate benefits, but you're going to get so many projects, so many people who are in this space involved in your metaverse. And I think that's going to really, you know, pay back multiple times in the future. You know, if we're talking 3 months, 6 months, even 10 years, like you said, who knows? But I think just having everyone there, right? If you have the community there, that's priceless. You know, you can't really pay for that, no matter how much money you have.
Definitely. But again, the vision I have, and when I started this project, is how can we grow Terra? How can we grow the NFT scenes of Terra? The only way for me to think about it and make it happen is by pulling together NFT founders, NFT collection, to use us as a utility. Of course, you have the right to partner, or you have the right to don't want to be partner with us. I it's definitely the ball is on your court. It's not on mine. But I just show you what I'm trying to do here. And I want you guys to help. I want the community to help spreading out that awareness, that work that we are doing this, not only for us, but for the community, for the NFT scene of Terra. And it will be so cool later on if we have this, right? And we look at other people chain, if we look at ETH, if we look at BSC, if we look at Solana, none of them doing anything like us. But we are a good community. We are a great community. And as a community, we work together, not just individual, but together. That is more important. And I bet with you, the moment, if we have a shot and successful to be like this and doing for other people and doing for our community, then Terra NFT scenes will be very unique compared to other places. Very, very unique. Very, very unique. So
absolutely. I mean, this Terra as a community in general, like you can just tell from the Discords, there's much more of a community feel than certain other chains, you know, not to be named. But I think it's like what a lot of us are yearning for is a metaverse, right? Like where, like I said, you know, I haven't seen any betas yet in Terra. So I'm just excited to see, you know, when we onboard even more projects into Astroverse, you know, how large it can grow. And then, you know, all of us rocking out with our different avatars at a concert or something like that, right? Like that would just be a really cool thing to see. You might even recognize some of the other NFTs out there, right? Like and maybe you even know like their Discord name just from looking at their avatar. So
exactly.
That would be really cool.
Exactly. Right? I mean, exactly. That's what I want. Exactly. I want just everybody to have fun, to be able to connect to each other, to be able to, let's say if we host a concert, whoever hold the NFT accesses to it and then just kind of have fun, dance. I have different kind of dance movement. So you guys, someone can do a jazz dance, the other one can do a swing dance. Those dude around the corner can do a break dance, right? That would be the great experience that we all want to see. And we all kind of have fun. We all kind of have fun. That's the most important. If you can bring people together for a purpose, see the DJ streaming live, for example, or have the DJ on the stage doing some kind of crazy things, why not?
That would be super cool. We got our in-house DJ here too, Dre. Shout out to Dre. He's been DJing in the Skeleton Punks. Maybe we can hire him.
definitely. I mean, again, for everybody to listen, my vision and our message is the same. We are doing this for community. We are doing this for NFT collection of Terra, and we're doing it for Terra to grow. And for us, collaboration is always, always bigger than competition. My boy Bobby's here. He came up with that, and I've been sticking with that sentence since then. We've been really sticking with that sentence since then. Try to do more collab. Try to bring utility to NFT collection. And let's just have fun. Let build this community together. We grow.
Amen. And yeah, that's a great mantra, Bobby.
All right. I think who's ready for Alpha Time?
Yes, please. What do we leave? I feel like there was a lot already. what more do you have to say?
So why right now everybody join Astro Hero Discord. If you don't know the Astro Hero Discord, then please go to discord.gg/astroheroes. Once you join, go to the voice channel. There is a Kenny's room. Please join me over there. Yes. Then I will drop some alpha. Yeah, then we can drop some alpha. Thank you, Satan. I see you in the general. And if you have a question on for me to answer, just drop it on AMA chat. So I have to answer one question for Katashi. He had it for me. He asked me right now that how will you decide which project you are willing to support? And are there a proper step to inquire about it? Second, is it too soon for projects to begin making contact with Astro Heroes? I have an answer. First of all, I've been reaching out to other people because I didn't tell people that we are doing this. I picked like a couple of the good NFT right now and friendly people. But any NFT collection would want to work with us, just send me a DM. Send us a ticket. Go create a ticket on Astro Hero Discord. That's the best way. And we really going to try to make it happen. Of course, the number of inquiry will be increased. And I see that right now I still have things down the road for you guys. And can I spoil about our things doing, Bullet?
Yeah, yes. please.
I'm bringing this is to the skeleton punks as well as the Astro Heroes community. I'm bringing the skeleton punks from a 2D of what you're having right now into a 3D running, dancing, flying. Sorry, shoot. I said flying. but it will be fine.
You're leaking too much, man.
But yeah, that's what we are working behind the scenes, trying to bring your punks into real life on our metaverse, of course. So that's what I've been doing. And definitely, if you guys from Hero community, if you guys are from that community, then you saw the Hero has been running in our metaverse, has been seeing the picture of them in our gallery as well. So that's definitely what I am looking forward to do with NFT collection. If you ask me, I think that would answer. Just go and first of all, that would answer the question from Katashi. How many? I will do as many as I can. I stick with my message, but it will take time. How to inquire it? Go create a ticket on our Discord. Then we will have our mod as well as me myself. Sometime I go and I answer for those requests.
Okay, so every Skeleton Punk sub community, I expect you to fill out a ticket. Just throwing that out there. Blow that up, please.
Yeah.
Well, only if you want to see your Skeleton Punk in the metaverse, I guess.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, but that's definitely about it. What else?
Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Like, I'm just looking through your server, there's a lot of, like, you know, you made like a one of one for Do Kwan, and then there's, I see one for Iced Out Bulls. Iced Out Bulls were in here early.
He's still here.
You know, do you think there's an opportunity there for a one of one Skeleton Punk as well?
Why not?
Throwing you on the
throwing me in the spot now, just like my teammate. definitely, man, definitely. Definitely. But again, I think the one-on-one is something we've been doing it. And why we're doing it? Because I think the best way for us to tell people that we are doing it for everybody is by making one for those NFT collection. Right? Then
of course
everybody will understand that Astro Hero is Astro Heroes, but Astro Hero is a community project also.
Amen. And yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking is it's just going to be a huge conglomerate, and hopefully we can, you know, when we have from beta to, you know, V2, whatever it is, you know, we're going to see so many more projects onboarding, right? Like I saw that picture you sent me the other day when we were on our private call, and you know, I saw the little Hero bot running around, and I was like, okay, we need that. How do I get that?
But yeah, man, that's what is going on. People, please join me on my channel, Kenny's Room, the voice channel of Astro Heroes Discord. I see there are people joining right now. Right now, I only streaming the gallery that actually is live, it's on web. But I have a special link for partner, and this is the partner site. You will have access to the demo site from the community if you has been whitelisted, right?
Yeah, so for everyone, by the way, I believe we have to watch General K's screen, right? A8 General K's screen. So yeah. Make sure you're watching that live stream there.
Yeah, make sure you are in it, because I see there are a lot more people in the space, but only a couple people has been joining the Kenny's Room. And
there's a lot. I think a lot of people went to the AMA chat as well. So I think there's like maybe a mix there too.
Yeah,
like,
so
yeah, you might be seeing the AMA chat. Come drop into the voice channel. Like it's called Kenny N's Room.
Yeah, let me type it for them. If I can go to Kenny's Room.
We got some music playing too.
Yeah. Oh, you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, so definitely it's not the music is playing from my laptop, it's the music of the gallery. So
yeah, like in the metaverse. That's awesome.
Yeah, in the metaverse. So with that, let's go, yeah. This is what you will get by accessing the beta at the moment. We call it the Astro Heroes Gallery. There are a couple of different features that you can do it over here. I put a lot of Easter egg into this beta. The main reason is we are gamers and we are doing a beta, but we not only just do a beta. We want to embed the things that people would feel like they can go on a treasure hunt. So for my community, they've been doing it. They've been screenshot the special one-on-one, giving us feedback on our beta for us to be improved. They've been trying to figure out what to do in this beta by, I embedded two more things. One is something related to the Battle Royale game. That's a hint for you guys to try it on later if you have access to the beta. Second is I have a special movement for the Astro Heroes dude here. So, I guess just let's go, yeah?
Yeah, let's go. I'm watching.
Yeah, okay. If you guys watching and it might be a little bit lagging because I'm streaming from a laptop and I don't have a external graphic card to do streaming. So it might be a little bit of lagging, but if people try the beta already, then they know it's quite smooth. It's quite smooth if you're using on your computer. All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, you're booking it now.
Yeah, I need a mouse because I have a trackpad right now. So it's kind of, I keep going to this wall. Come on.
Yeah, I hope I run into you when I'm playing Call of Duty.
These days, do I play Call of Duty? I have to say no. This day, I don't have time to play
Call of Duty. No, yeah. My Xbox has dust on it.
Yeah. But yeah, all right, let's go. So if you're coming in here, don't worry about the camera. I will fix it later. For this one, I kind of just want to put it so people would kind of see. Welcome to the Astro Hero Galleries, where you can showcase five all the blue chip NFT and later on to trade over here. So I made this wall. It's for Door 1. We will have something for Door 1 also in working on behind the scenes. We'll be here. But this is the feeling you got it when you go into this gallery. So I have on the right here, you see Astroverse, you see Hero. So Skeleton Punks, you guys ready?
Oh, show me the money.
Yeah, you go. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Astro Heroes Gallery. This is your NFT. I don't know who's the owner of the NFT, but Boolean has been helping me send it couple of the things over, so there you
go. I definitely put mine in there. Yeah, I definitely did.
But yeah, I mean, this is what we've been working on behind the scenes for the community, to see, to try, to know of the message that we are sending out there. We're doing this for the community. We're doing it with other partners to bring Astro Heroes to the next level, to bring NFT scenes of Terra to the next level. So if you see who is our partner at the moment, you have access to the demo of the beta, go ahead and screenshot it and give me a feedback over Twitter. Then once you do that, drop back in our Discord, paste the link, create a ticket, I give you guys a whitelist for our minting.
Wow, that is super generous for anyone that's in here.
Dude, I think those punks looks pretty good in the frame.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Yeah. Look pretty good in the frame. So
I just want to get the little bot that you're controlling. I want imagine if that was a skeleton bunk, guys, to everyone listening. That would be super cool. And then to drop in, let's say, like in a battle royale with your hero or your silent solo or your Lunita, you know. Yeah. Any NFT, right? That's just such a cool concept.
So. Definitely. I'm not sure if the... Solo, he left. I want to show him this one. He didn't see it yet.
I know it's super late. I know a lot of people in my chat were just saying that it's at like 6 a.m. for them. And, you know, I know, like, for example, right now for Frex, it's like now it's 7 a.m. for him. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will be like just listening to this, to the recording of this AMA. So... unfortunately, they won't be able to see the sneak peek alpha that you're giving right now. But, you know, that there might be another shot in the future. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. So yeah, I mean that's what I have for you guys as an alpha today. Really trying to bring as many NFT collection to be working with me. I think we can start answering some of the question now. I see Luna requested, right? Let's bring him on, see what he has.
Let's do it. Yeah, I give you co-host mm-hmm. too, so I think you can also sure. you should be able to add them as speaker. I yeah. know Barefoot's been
requested, right?
Yeah, requested since like the very beginning. So sorry, Luna. I'm gonna let Barefoot go first, and then we'll if you just request again.
Hey, what's up, Luna?
Sorry about that. What's up, man? Nice to talk to you again. How are you, man?
What's up, bro? Hey, Astro, I was in the DMs with you about the rabbits in the metaverse, and you already answered my question, but I had another one for you. So you said, like,
sure.
you were building the metaverse on Luna blockchain, but, like, you love the Sol, Solana coin, too, but do you see maybe a cross-chain where you could have Sol and Luna in the metaverse?
Yes, of course. So if you read our article on Medium, I do have plan to do it on both chain. I tell you the main reason I want to do it. I'm doing this project for Terra, but because I see that there are a lot of NFT collection in Sol, and I want to bridge those Sol people in using in Terra to grow Terra, as well as Sol. Maybe, but for partnership, most likely right now it will be for Terra focus. But I do have spot for partnership in Sol. But the main reason I have is try to bring them in, use more USD, man.
Yeah, a lot of the Luna people came from Sol like a few mm-hmm. months ago. I had one more quick question: if you could integrate the grids into the metaverse, and we could like. Spawn in our home, that would be really cool. That's my last question, man. Thank you.
Sure, definitely. Sorry, man, I just have a lot of DMs and inquiry. I will definitely get back to you. I answer your DM, I remember, but I will follow up with that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. All right, question time. Drop it on AMA chat, or if you want to request to speak, let us know.
Yeah, sorry, Luna. I don't know where he went to.
He just dropped out. All right, I want to start asking. Are skeleton NFTs supposed to be used in the game as well? You will be using for first the gallery at the gallery district, and also, the art district. I keep getting confused about my product. So we have an art district and a entertainment district. The art district is for. Is for showcase of many different things related to art. And Astro Heroes Gallery is one of the main building there, but we have other buildings also. And if you guys know that I'm running a team of 15 people, so we have the capacity to doing all of those. Second is the entertainment district. You will be able to use your Skeleton Punks NFT over there too. Be represented in the Skeleton Punks. All right.
All right, so I added Marky17. What's up, brother? I've spoken with you in DMs a lot as well.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Astro. How you doing, boys?
Good, good.
Great, what's up, man. And yourself?
Yeah, good, man. It's 4 o'clock here in Australia having a beer, so it's good to listen to you guys. It's a bit strange listening to the voices because all I do is DM you guys, so it's good to hear.
it's nice to put a name to the voice for you as well, man.
I was like, shit, I better speak very slow with my accent. So, you did mention the gaming. So is it like a Battlefield gaming you have planned, or is it just a full, like an Axie game? What's the intake in that?
I will answer a part of it, all right? Because I really want to save everything related to the Battle Royale game into Q2 and Q3. That's when we are more focusing on that. But for now, I can answer that with us at the moment about the Battle Royale game, it's not going to be like Axie Infinity. It's not going to be like Axie Infinity for sure. Axie is web-based, but we will have to install our own application to run the game in the graphic that we will be handling. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Yep.
Yeah, that will be partially answering your question. And I can talk a little bit about the game. We have two modes for this Battle Royale games. One is 1 versus 50. Battle Royale, whoever survived the last one will win. Second mode is 5 versus 5. Why 5 versus 5?
Because, yes, arena. Sorry to cut in. I'm excited to hear that we have an arena mode, man. Because I was
waiting for that.
I'm a little burnt out on Battle Royales, too. Like, I've been playing, I played Fortnite, I played Call of Duty, I played Apex, you know, so... I'm super excited to hear that. Sorry to cut you off, Kenny.
No worry. But what is different by the 5 versus 5? Because I will be what's that called? I will be having 5 different roles in the 5 versus 5. If you guys just play normal games, you know there's a healer, there's a tanker, there's a fighter, there's a captain. So we will be having those characters in that 5 versus 5. Each person would have a different special skill, a different stat based on the role that they are having. And by doing it is, again, community teamwork. I want them to play as a team. I don't want them to play just individually running around and do nothing, because each of them have a different skill. In that way, they can actually help each other of how to capture the flag or how to kill the other team. So that's what I can spoil for you about the Astro Royal, the Battle Royales. The name of the game is Battlefront. We will be launching the season 1. It's called the Terra Planet.
Wow.
Awesome, man.
I just want to get it on record right now that I'm thinking, my mind is going, like, I'm just spitballing here, but we could have like NFT projects. Send a team, like a 5 team representatives, and we could have a massive tournament of,
that's awesome.
Yeah, right, of different NFT projects, and we see who the real gamers are.
sounds good. I appreciate it, Kenny. Thanks, building. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
of course, man. Yeah,
all right. I see Deepak has a question. Let add him as a speaker.
Yep, all right. Deepak, here you go.
Hey guys. I'm sorry, is my audio cutting out?
No. I can hear you completely clear
okay,
now.
Okay, so I'm traveling right now in the Wi-Fi here in the city. So bear with me. Okay. So my first question is to Astro Heroes. So is this going to be a P2E metaverse game? So when it comes to the blockchain space, mostly it's dominated by the P2E aspect of game. So is this going to be something where it's just the communities with the NFT projects you're involved in getting together, or is this going to be a P2E game within the communities?
To answer your questions, actually, I would, once the game is different with the metaverse, yeah? First of all, the game is different with the metaverse. For now, I can bring the people who hold the NFT, either from us or our partner, to be using the metaverse part. Because we are trying to build awareness of things for Terra. So that is the first thing about the metaverse. For the games, probably I will let everybody play it. But if you don't hold a Astro Heroes, then you don't have that special Astro Heroes character. So for everyone who means Astro Heroes, you will having that NFT to be running live with all the gears that you have in the NFT. That's for Astro Heroes community. For other people, you will have like a base character with a weapons. That's for the public.
So we're moving to a play to win kind of format then. Is that what I'm reading correct?
Sorry?
Yeah, so it's like a play to win kind of game, like where pay to win, sorry. So is that right? Am I reading that right? Or
no.
Are you asking if it's play to earn, Deepak?
No. So yeah, he said that if you want a Astral Hero character, then they'll get the abilities that come with the character, right? So this is more of like a pay to win kind of scenario, right?
No, the difference is the stat of whatever you're picking in the games or the one that you are having is kind of the same. The main thing is if you want to be presented in the NFT of Astro Heroes, then it's different. But I'm making sure one thing that own the stat, either you're public or you are Astro Heroes holder, will be the same.
Okay, yeah, sure. I have another question for Skeleton Monks directly. Is that okay if I showed it here?
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, so about sub-communities aspect, so you guys are getting a share of revenue from the secondary market sales, right? So if a sub-community decides to have a treasury or a DAO wallet, is it possible for you to like make a split of that share to go to the sub-community to benefit what that building as well?
No. Right now, our plans for, you know, any percentage of the royalties that right are going towards the community wallet would just be added to right now what we're staking on Anchor. So, and then ultimately what we stake on Anchor is just to generate revenue to pay back to the holders. You know, people keep asking when staking. So, you know, that's our goal, is to try and build that when staking, you know, to be actual revenue that can be given back to Skeleton Punks holders. So ultimately, you know, I don't see the benefit of doing that, although it's not something that is completely out of the question. You know, a lot of the sub communities have been innovating and coming up with new ideas of their own, and you know, if there is a proposal, right? Because what we're also planning, and I don't know if I haven't publicly announced it and have spoken about it in the chat, but basically we do intend to have every official sub-community, you know, there's going to be 12, have a representative. So, for example, the Luardians, they're the first one. Their representative is Robin East. And, you know, he's the guy that runs the Luardians, sort of like the culture community over there. And, you know, the second one that I promised you guys I was going to leak, you know, I don't know who the representative is going to be, but, you know, the Crown Punks seem to have secured a spot there. And basically every sub-community of all the 12, right, will be able to provide, if they want, you know, if they don't want to have a representative, you know, they don't have to, but if you would like a spot as a sort of a you know, we're going to call it like a skelly senator, someone who will report directly to let's say me, Frex, or you know, the mod team, right, about certain proposals or certain ideas that they have, you know, one of those could be, right, let's say a sub-community that you're in and you want a percentage of the revenue generated from royalties regarding your sub-trait to be distributed back to your DAO, right? That's something that the whole DAO would be able to vote on.
Yeah, okay, all good, catch you. Thank you.
Of course. Great question, man.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, any other, let me drop in again on the AMA chat. Man, the DM just kind of explode. So many DMs now.
Yeah. You might have to check those support tickets later too.
Definitely. I see like at least 3 or 4 tickets since we've been talking.
Yeah, let me check the chat and see. Only people are asking about glitches, you know, in terms of any of the metadata going on with the Skeleton Punks. You know, we have alerted Luart to all of them, and all the ones that we've seen, at least, you know, maybe we're missing some, but we've tried to notify them of all of them. It's just that because of security reasons, you know, that's why we all love Luart, but at the same time, right, they need to lock up their smart contracts so that things like, so for example, teams can't just go in and change the metadata of your NFT or of other NFTs that they have in their treasury, right? So that's something that, you know, because of security reasons, it's a plus, you know, you kind of like live by the sword, die by the sword. So we're working on it. And it seems like, you know, we should be able to have some sort of resolution to that. But it's not something that seems like, you know, it will be done like tomorrow or maybe even next week. So just full disclosure on that. And then in terms of like what would be changed, you know, if let's say the picture has a crown, but it doesn't actually say that you have a crown. Let's say it says you have a bandana. Like, it would be the picture is correct and the metadata is wrong. So we would work on fixing the metadata. And, you know, there's going to be some exceptions because of recent transactions, right? So that's something that we're factoring in as well. So hopefully that answers a lot of people's questions regarding that that are in the chat. Let me see if I see anything else here. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, we get Oxnick on the request, so let him speak.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, you're in there. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for having me on. Just thought I'd just ask Astro about the mint details for Astro Heroes when they're coming up.
It will be in March. It will be in March, coming hot in March. I will release the details of the minting probably next week. So stay tuned for that.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions? I think overall we have, what, 5 whitelist spots to give out to some speakers here, and we might have maybe 4, maybe 5 now. But no, any questions? I see someone. Oh, wow. Someone with like a belly with the skelly wrecked wolf. That's a nice one. I like that.
Yeah, any more question? I don't think so. I will answer this question. Adam VNT from AMA chat. Can you go more detail about the Battle Royale game aspect with the different guns map? Speaking with friends earlier about this. I think I just answered it on the other one. So that question already been answered, I think. But yeah, I think anything else that we have, I don't think so, right?
No, I think that's all. I'm looking over at the chat too. They seem pretty chill. So yeah, if you guys have any questions, you know, feel free to ask Kenny or I, you know, within the own Discord. But yeah, everyone, go check out Astro Heroes, please, because they're being super generous with the community. And it's something that I can see grow into something a lot larger. So, you know, we have Metaverse on our roadmap. You know, just connect the dots, right?
Yeah, and let me really try to bring you guys to be kind of ASAP to this Metaverse.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, thank you again. And you know, I think we might be getting something. You know, maybe. Should we say we're having another talk sometime soon? Or
sorry. Go ahead again. I got dropped out for like 2 seconds.
Oh, you're good. You know, I didn't know if you wanted to mention like the next time that we'd be having another talk, but
oh yeah, definitely. I think the best thing about community of Terra is everybody willing to jump on an AMA and kind of connect with each other. I mean, I connect with different projects on different AMAs too, just by, you know, kind of jumping in, talking to each other. But definitely, you guys really, really have to be in the AMA on 19th of March. That's what I'm spilling. 19th of March, there's going to be a big AMA. We will have Skeleton Punks, Astro Heroes, and some friends.
Yeah, this was, you know, I really wanted to introduce Astro Heroes to the Skeleton Punks community. That was, you know, the main purpose of this AMA. And at the next one, you know, we'll be kind of sharing the spotlight a little more. And, you know, there's probably going to be a couple of other people joining us. So you guys can look forward to that. There's going to be definitely some, you know, I'll prepare more alpha for you guys at that time. But for now, congrats to all of the Crown Punks. We'll be seeing you guys back in the Discord, okay?
I think I have one question. Somebody was requesting, so I'm bringing him on. He's connecting.
Monocle? Was it Monocle?
Monocle, yeah, Monocle. Let's go, man.
He's got a fire skeleton punk too, man, with the frog as well.
What's up? This is a question for Bullen.
Okay, Boone's got an answer. What's up, man?
So this is just an idea. This is the end of the AMA. I wanted to throw this out there. So like for the sub-communities, there's a lot of them. I feel like it would be really cool and a good way to grow our followers together and kind of integrate and grow them all together as a whole if we had like weekly competitions against each sub-community for like maybe prizes or a special select spot in the metaverse, maybe we could compete for it and have a tournament, and we could have a building in the Astro Hero.
Yo, that's actually really, really, really cool, really cool idea. I'll run it with Kenny, and then I'm gonna ask that you sort of type that out to me in DMs,
yeah,
so I can send that to the team as well. I think that's a really dope idea, and so far, you know, I can say, you know, we said there was gonna be 12 sub communities. There's 12 months in a year. But, you know, that's, I'm not going to say too much.
I see where you're going.
Yeah. So we did have some sort of plan around that, right? But I understand a year in crypto, right, is like an eternity. So yeah. I also like, you know, kind of the idea that you're running with there. So, yeah, please DM me all your thoughts there, man. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good job, guys.
Yeah, and hey, I see you created a ticket and asking for wireless for the sub community, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I give wireless to them, Bullet?
Yo, I can't stop you, can I?
What'd you say?
I'm asking from the boss.
What'd you say?
Nah, hey, listen, I can't stop you, man. You're more than free if you like, yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Let me go back to see my wireless bucket at this point. It's been just kind of so many things going on, and I have to see the numbers that we are having at the moment. But
yeah, I got you, bro. I'll remind you in the DMs. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but don't worry. We will be able to get you at least one. Okay, at least one.
Okay, I have a whitelist already, but if I'll take another one. I won't mind it.
But yeah, for Skeleton Punks, I think Bulin will make an announcement later. We will be letting 10 people to try on Astro Heroes beta. And if you guys have that chance, and those people who, if you guys want to be on the wireless, super simple, just go into the metaverse, screenshot, give us a feedback or a whatever comment, post it on Twitter, going back to the Astro Hero Discord, create a ticket, we'll give you the row, and you drop your wallet in the wallet capture.
There you go. All right, any other questions before we wrap it up over here? No, I'm not seeing anything.
Nah, I don't think
right.
So
well, thank you so much, Kenny, for coming out, man, and really, you know, kind of explaining everything going on with Astro Heroes. Because, you know, I think the name doesn't really it doesn't really tell the whole story, right? And so that's what I wanted to really get out there. Because after I spoke with you, I was like, you know, we have to do an AMA.
Guys, we're really just a humble team. Really trying to work because we focus on development. But now it's time. I'm asking all of you to help me to spread out the word to your friends, to community, to anywhere. Yeah. And just gotta help me at the moment since we have something on the table to let you guys try. So
absolutely. You have our support, man. And you know, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to possibly getting a whitelist spot. So, you know, they're as you just kind of leaked my my alpha there. But yeah, we'll be giving out some whitelist spots to people in the chat as well. Just keep an eye out for that, Skelly fam. And really, again, thank you to everyone for coming out. I know it's like for a lot of people, it's like a awkward time to make it out for an AMA. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of people just coming back and listening to the recording. But for everyone that made it out here, you know, I will be choosing from the speakers today, you know, 5 people to gift those whitelist spots out that I mentioned in the announcement originally. So really appreciate y'all coming out. It was a pleasure talking with you, Kenny. Thanks. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bulin. Thank you, everybody, for the opportunity for us to being here. And if you have any more questions, just either chat or give us a question over Discord. Yeah, all right, peace out, guys. Have a good weekend.
Wait, one. sorry, one second. Let's see if I saw a last second question here, Sana. Sana.UST. Sana, you can speak now if you.
Hey.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, sorry for the last question. It's 40 Astro Heroes. So, we can see other 3D avatar projects going on in the Terra, like Gravy DAO avatars and Voxa avatars, like Voxel projects. Would it be possible in some time in the future to bring a different type of 3D avatars to Astro Hero Metaverse?
Yeah, that's a plan, man. That's a plan.
That's what I've been trying to get Kenny to give us this whole time, man. I'm trying to, you know, secure a special, you know, scaly avatar within that like you said, that you would actually be able to use as an avatar in their metaverse. So great question, and putting the pressure on Kenny again there.
It's a great question. So I will be telling you guys this. There are two things that are happening in the metaverse. First is your character. Your character is a 3D running character, right? And the avatar is like a little corner showing probably your wallet or even your name and the avatar. So I might be able to do that for the avatar, but for the 3D character, at this moment, I cannot bring every single NFT from Skeleton Punks or whoever it is out there, but we are working with our partners to make one. At the very beginning is one general 3D characters for all the people who hold Skeleton Punks. Yeah,
that is super sick. I mean, there's so many, like, you know, some projects have 10,000 supply, and you know, and for each character, like, from my opinion, you know, we'd have to work one-on-one with your 3D artist to kind of bring that to life. So, like, yeah. I can only imagine the like the hours that would go into doing that. But I mean, already just even just bringing one to the metaverse, right? You know, not even charging us anything. You know, just telling us, hey, you know, just to bring in the community, right? I think that's super generous of you, man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, yeah, I think with that, any more questions?
as we're wrapping it up, no?
Yeah. Going once, going twice.
All right, well, yeah, thank you guys again. Thank you, really. We already did the outro, but it was a great time, and looking forward to speaking with you again on the 19th, Ben.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Good night, good night, good night.
Peace.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Skeleton Punks Astro Heroes AMA, recorded on Friday, March 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise. class with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true, it really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is, but it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.